So Yuria, what is simpler, OCI or business combinations under 24.12?
I'm not
sure. We'll decide tomorrow.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm prepared to answer this question yet. So good afternoon. Agenda paper 14 discusses the scope of the research project on business combinations under common control. Currently, they are scoped out of IFRS 3, and agenda consultation 2011 identified this topic as a top priority topic where guidance is needed. In addition, the ISB received requests to address this topic outside of the agenda consultation process. A particular area of concern are those transactions which involve third parties, in particular those in preparation for an IPO. So agenda paper 14 discusses three broad types of transactions that the ISB could include in the scope of the project and provides illustrative examples of such transactions. Type 1, transactions under common control that are not business combinations. That includes group restructurings, transfers of assets that do not constitute a business, and transfer prices, transfer pricing issues. Type 2, business combinations under common control that are excluded from the scope of IFRS 3. And type 3, transactions that give rise to the new basis accounting issues. That is, whether assets and liabilities of the entity should be revalued as a result of a particular transaction. So, for example, push-down accounting would be one example of the application of the new basis accounting. The staff recommends that at this point, the ISB should focus on business combinations under common control that are currently excluded from IFRS 3 and group restructurings that are not business combinations, with particular focus on transactions where third parties are involved. We acknowledge the interaction between these topics and other related topics, and we think that the board should be mindful of that interaction as the project progresses. However, we do not recommend that as part of this project, the ISB looks at transfers of assets that do not constitute a business, transfer pricing, and new basis issues. This is because if the scope of the project were to be broad, that would take more time, more resource, and that would delay in the issuance of the much needed guidance on transactions where there are application questions in practice. And the staff recommendation for a narrow scope is also consistent with the feedback we have received from most ASAF members at the meeting earlier this month. The staff also recommends that as part of the project, the ISB should consider the need to clarify the description of business combinations under common control, including the meaning of common control. At this stage, we do not ask the ISB to decide on other topics related to the scope of the project. So, for example, which entities should the project look at? Does the acquirer or also acquiree or transferee? Which financial statements should the project look at? Just consolidated statements or also separate or individual financial statements? And also what particular aspects of transaction should the project address? Recognition, measurement, presentation, and disclosure. The staff thinks that these detailed questions can only be answered as the work on the project progresses. Staff recommendation is summarized in paragraphs 7 to 9 of agenda paper 14. Does the board agree with the staff recommendation?
I agree.
Mary? Not agree broadly, but a couple of comments or qualifiers to that agreement. One is it's a vocabulary, but again, goes to the message we send. As you said, the recommendation is that we not address common control transactions that are not business combinations. And I agree that those transactions should be outside the scope of this project, but I think the phrasing and signals we send people are we're not going to reconsider the absence of any scope exceptions for those, because right now the only category of transactions for which we have scope exception are business combinations. And I don't think we want to signal to people that there is no guidance in IFRS for these other transfers, and therefore they're back to ISA conceptual framework, et cetera, to develop accounting policies. Those other transactions are not outside the scope of the existing requirements of existing standards. And if you're acquiring PP&E from, you know, in a common control transfer that's not a business combination, I think you have to think about the requirements of, they're within the scope of existing standards. And I think it's important we not create any confusion around that. And then second is a caution about group restructurings. I think that there are some group restructurings, like the one you illustrate in this paper, in which the shares of a piece of the group are distributed outside the group, or by a distribution, an IPO, drop them into an entity and IPO the entity, or a sale to a third party. And those seem to make sense as extensions of the business combination. But I think they all come back to that notion of what is transitory those three come back to the notion of what is transitory in the definition of business combination under common control. And I think if you tried, it may be possible to address all group restructurings, but I think that's such a broad category of transaction and could include transfers of assets that are not businesses, which we just said we weren't going to reconsider, that I don't think we can set it out as we're going to deal with all group restructurings.
Mm. Any other suggestions, comments, Doug?
Just a quick comment. 2 weeks ago, we attended IOS course meeting, and actually, I was a bit surprised. There is lots of concern came from each regulators. The reason why the concern came about is because we don't have a standard. So actually, regulators covering this part. And that regulation differ from jurisdiction. Each jurisdiction have different regulation. So therefore, there is a great opportunity for regulation shopping. And also, if it is related to the IPO, such regulation shopping take place when they make a cross-border offering. So I think the situation is quite serious. So therefore, we need to address this issue so that IFRS should function as an international standard.
Respond to that, TAC is exactly why we undertake this project urgently. And to achieve something urgently, we need to restrict the scope. I think so, the strategy to have a relatively narrow scope that will address, I suppose, 90% of the transactions that regulators are struggling with is the way to do it. If we want to broaden, it will take years and we will not do a good service. So I think the strategy is correct.
Can I just build on, sorry, Chung, I'll just build on to that comment because I was at the meeting as well and I've passed some of this on to the staff. It was interesting that some of the regulators felt that they actually could get to answers which they thought were sensible answers using our literature that already exists. But what their concern was where they were coming to differences of view, and the fact that this is sort of in a research phase makes them nervous even with a narrow scope. And one suggestion that they made, which I passed on to the staff just to keep in mind, was even if we were able to sort of knock out the things we definitely think are wrong and narrow the population of what would be acceptable within our general principles, even that would be helpful too. So they had just were making the point there's different ways to approach it.
Jungwu,
thank you. Based on the IFRS conference in Singapore, maybe the different region have different demands, but many of the countries jurisdictions in that region, they really want quite strong, quite the timely the standard for this issue. They are asking us to finish this standard as early as possible, because many jurisdictions have different situations, so they are facing big difficulties in dealing with this issue. So that's why I'd like to say that this is a very urgent, kind of urgent standard that needed some special reasons.
Wait,
well, I broadly support all the recommendations from you. But one concern, maybe question to you is, if the business combination and the common control involve a series of transactions within 1 year or half a year, and a few steps, sell assets, buy assets, and others. And you said if they meet definition of business in the scope, if not, I agree with broadly, but under the situation where series the transaction come together broadly as a business combination, but a few steps will only related to item or particular asset. We will still be out, or you may say the little bit, and wait a minute, we may think about further. You understand?
Yes, I hope so. I think if you have in mind something similar to step acquisition, so you have a series of transactions which then leads to one entity gaining control over another entity or business, I think that would naturally be captured because we will end up in a business combination. If, however, you talk about just transfers of assets, I think it's quite difficult to address that in the scope of this project, because for even for transactions between third parties, we have different guidance depending on whether it's a business or whether it's a group of assets. And therefore, given that for other types of transactions we have different guidance, I think it could be quite hard to try and...
I want to say, Yulia, if it is incidental, purely separate, say, asset transfer or spin-off, buy or sell, then totally out of scope. Yeah. If, there are serious transactions, as you said, sequential business combination transactions, and some part of it related piecemeal assets, which are not meet definition of business, and I will prefer, say, under such kind of conditions, may we consider, but rather than say the totally scope out,
Rego, I think you have to keep in mind that this project will be managed in parallel with the post-implementation review of IFRS 3, and that most likely one activity in that PIR will be to clarify what constitutes a business as opposed to what constitutes just an asset. So I think we should not extend the scope of this project on the PIR of IFRS 3, which will be managed parallel. And we probably clarify some of the points you are making about what makes an asset a business or what is only an asset.
Okay. Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.